Good morning, everyone. To be a trader, you watch the numbers, but to make economic policy, you have to look way down the line. And Barack Obama is beginning to focus on certainly the most pressing issue for the president-elect. Today, he's convening an economic advisory board and arranging his first post-election visit to the White House. Joining us now to look at how Obama is addressing the economic crisis and how he's going to deal today with significant deterioration in the unemployment rate, as well as sobering numbers from the auto industry, is Jeff Zeleny, reporter with our partner, The New York Times, who wrote about the Barack Obama economic initiative, such as it is, in today's paper. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How does the president both project that, we're getting down to business here, and also study what needs to be done?
Well, there's no question that if Senator Obama, now President-elect Obama, did not own this problem during the campaign, he's certainly finding that he's owning it now. I mean, since he has been elected, the markets have plummeted even farther, and particularly the Dow. So he is trying to do as many things publicly as he can to show that he is seizing on this. He's convening a meeting of his of a new economic advisory board, including some people who may be in his cabinet. But at this point, there is nothing he can do. He's not the president-elect. Even if he was, there was nothing he could do. So he's working on several fronts. One is a public relations front to be seen doing something, also working with Democratic leaders in Congress for some type of a stimulus package in the lame congressional session. But his challenge here is, to not get too close to this problem, to not own it before he has to.
And isn't there some pressure, Jeff? Isn't there some pressure, Jeff, from the Treasury Secretary's office to include Barack Obama and his people as they move forward, in a sense, co-owning the steps that are taken to address these financial problems?
There definitely is on some front. Several supporters and officials within the Obama world were telling us, me and my colleague Jackie Combs yesterday, that Secretary Paulson is very much encouraging Obama people to co-own this problem. They have a space set up in the Treasury Department to sort of work side by side. The Obama folks are not ready to do that at this point. They sort of want as much time as they can possibly get before this problem becomes theirs. So, but really, I think it's important to stop and look at, it's only Friday. It's really only been 3 days since he won here. So the Obama folks say that the first cabinet appointment he's likely to make is the Treasury Secretary, a new Treasury Secretary designee. So once that happens in the coming weeks, I think we'll see more progress.
Well, they were talking this week that this appointment might be made as early as today. I'm wondering what the pressure is there. When you see names like Lawrence Summers, who held the post during the Clinton administration, and couple that with the issue of we want change, I'm just wondering if Tim Geithner, the president of the New York Fed, a lesser-known figure, but someone who is as young and a rising star like Barack Obama, is the smarter choice.
Well, we'll see how he goes. I mean, but some people were saying it would be in the first few days. I think if we learned anything during this long presidential campaign is that the Obama organization sort of does things on their own time frame. He's not going to be, he tells his aides, forced or pushed into doing something quickly. So I don't believe anyone was expecting the cabinet appointment to be made on Friday, 3 days after he was elected. I think you will start to see these appointments being made in the coming weeks, perhaps next week, perhaps not. And in terms of if it's going to be Summers or Geithner or whoever, we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's one thing that the Obama operation now is dealing with, the change, versus someone from the Clinton administration. And we'll know in a couple months the whole balance of that. But you aren't going to see everyone be a new figure or everyone be a change figure. there's going to be a lot of experience in the White House, as we saw with the Rahm Emanuel.
Well, let's talk about Rahm Emanuel for a moment. I mean, is that a policy pick in any sense that would have relevance to this discussion of the economy, or is Emanuel really all about just sort of consolidating power in Washington, pulling levers on Capitol Hill, and making sure that the right people are appointed?
It's a combination of both, but it is definitely a policy pick as well. Mr. Emanuel has really become much more policy-oriented. He always was, but much more policy-oriented in terms of getting things done since he has been in Congress, as opposed to when he was in the Clinton White House. So I think it is definitely a mix of both, but there's no question that, as Mr. Obama said in his statement yesterday, that he is picking Rahm Emanuel because of the economy is front and center. And Mr. Emanuel has a lot of experience in terms of dealing with economic things. He's been his point person on the stimulus package going forward here. So there's no question that Rahm Emanuel will play now a key role in all of these appointments.
Kind of ironic for a guy who went to Sarah Lawrence and studied dance. I mean, he's a sort of a self-study on the economy, and he's front and center, as you say, right here in these discussions. Hold on there, Jeff. Joining us now is Sudeep Reddy, who's an economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal, who we've already spoke with about the deepening recession. And Sudeep, what do you make of this number that came out of Ford within the hour, burning through $7.7 billion in cash and reporting a third-quarter loss? $140 million or so.
Well, it's just a worsening of their condition, and it really underscores how bad the situation is for the U.S. automakers right now, in part because of the overall business direction they've taken in recent years, and in large part because of the credit crisis we've seen over the last couple of months, and that's going to really weigh on them a lot more in the coming months and create a lot more pressure on Washington to try to do something to save at least the domestic part of this industry.
Well, Jeff Zeleny, so what is the pressure there? Nancy Pelosi wants a bailout, it seems, for the auto industry. Does Barack Obama look past the auto industry and focus on the broader economy, or does he dig right down into the Detroit depression and try to remedy this in the early going?
We don't know the answer to that yet completely, but they definitely are looking at the problems in the auto industry, no question about that. But, I mean, it's sort of striking that the public has not seen or heard from Mr. Obama one time since his victory speech on Tuesday night. So we don't have a lot of answers to some of these questions, but we'll get a lot more of them after his first news conference this afternoon.
But, Jeff, I mean, Barack Obama is still a senator. There is an upcoming session, and clearly a stimulus package is going to be something that's going to be debated. Where do you think he stands on that?
Well, we'll see how much his role in this lame duck, a congressional session, will not be as a senator. His role will be leading this. And one of the options, it seems like one of the more likely options going forward, is a stimulus package will be sort of on two fronts. A smaller part of it will be here in the coming weeks, and then a larger part of it will be after he is sworn in late January. But again, these things are all still very much being formulated. But his role is not merely as a senator. It's not even clear if he will be there voting on this unless his vote is absolutely needed.
Sudeep, is the market looking past the auto industry at this point, or are they yearning for a bailout of Detroit just as they were yearning for a bailout of the financial industry?
The market is highly skeptical that any government money right now will solve the fundamental problems that the automakers are facing. There are huge business decisions that need to be made in terms of changing the direction of this sector. There's certainly a sense that if you were able to hold over the automakers a little bit longer with some loans from the government, some other type of support, it might help modestly bridging that gap to where they need to go next. But there are some really fundamental problems that need to be addressed, and the markets are concerned not just about the state of the automakers, but what it would mean with all those jobs. And given that the state of the job market is so perilous right now, if you have even more layoffs in the auto sector, that's going to weaken the entire economy just by raising the unemployment rate, limiting consumer spending, not something you want going into the holiday season.
Sudeep, I have to say, I'm listening to the tone in your voice, and the only question I have for you is, so how many do we lose? Two automakers? One automaker?
Well, it seems more and more likely that we're going to have some mergers in this industry to try to shore up the remaining big three in some sense. And so we're looking right now at a merger already.
So Chrysler's gone. Chrysler. The question is Ford gone? What do you think, Sudeep? We've got a couple seconds.
It's really difficult to say because they all want to remain in their current form, but it's too difficult given the state of the market and the state of the economy
well,
right now.
Well, keeping three doesn't look like an option. Sudeep Reddy, economics reporter for the Wall Street Journal, thanks for joining us from Washington, as well Jeff Zeleny of the Washington Bureau of the New York Times. Thanks for reporting.